Jane Green joins us by phone tonight. She's one of those amazing New York Times bestselling authors whose books have been published in 25 languages and who has more than 10 million copies sold worldwide. Tonight we're going to talk about her latest novel. It is titled The Sunshine Sisters. Jane Green, I'm delighted to welcome you to Around Cincinnati.
Oh, well, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
I think it's interesting that at the beginning of your novel, despite the title, The Sunshine Sisters, these women are not exactly sunshiny. So let's begin with the matriarch of the family. What's Ronnie Sunshine like?
Ronnie Sunshine is an English woman who left her native London in the 70s to come to Hollywood and make it as an actress. She had aspirations of being a huge A-list movie star, but in fact only ever made it as a B-movie star. She is imperious and grand and self-absorbed and selfish and somewhat narcissistic and a terrible mother. But she somehow ends up with three daughters, not because she has a maternal bone in her body, but because she needs to fulfill the sort of Hollywood image of a perfect family. And so she ends up with this family who look wonderful from the outside, but of course, behind closed doors, she's just entirely self-involved. And she has rages. She's very volatile. And so these girls are all raised in an atmosphere of unpredictability and volatility where they feel very much as if they have to walk on eggshells around their mother.
And they have very different personalities and or have shaped themselves differently in relation to her. So can you give us a glimpse of each, Nell, Meredith, and Lizzie?
Yes. I did quite a lot of research into sibling placement in families and common traits of being an eldest child, a middle child, and the baby of the family. And so we have Nell, who is the eldest and should have really been, by rights, the protector of her sisters. But she was very much the target of her mother's rages. And so to protect herself, she's built a barrier, a wall around herself, which not only isolates her from her mother, but as an adult, from her sisters, and in fact, from almost everyone around her other than her son. She's a single mother, hasn't had a relationship in years, and finds herself developing feelings for the very last person on earth she would expect. Meredith is the middle daughter, and her role with her mother was to try and placate her mother and ease everything, make her mother feel better. So she has grown up very much as the people pleaser, doesn't know how to find happiness herself. Her life is all about making other people happy. And she has moved across the pond to England to escape her family and finds herself engaged to a man who she is slowly realizing she might actually hate. And then there is Lizzie, the baby of the family, who was always completely indulged and is rather spoiled and selfish like her mother. And Lizzie has a very successful career. She's a celebrated chef. She has a husband, a toddler, and a lover, and her life is about to go wrong in all sorts of unexpected ways. And Ronnie, when we follow the girl's childhood, and then we meet them again in present day, and Ronnie has been diagnosed with a terminal illness, and she calls all of the girls home to their childhood home to be with her, to break the news, and to try and right some of the wrongs before it's too late. And of course, we find out whether blood is thicker than water after all.
I want to talk with you a bit about your writing life. I'm sure you get this question all the time, but you write that you live in the company of, quotes, a small army of children. Do you really have six children?
Yes. A small army of children and a larger army of animals. A lot of chaos. And a lot of noise. And so I get very little writing done at home. And I have a little office, which is where I go to write. And I write in the mornings. I'm enormously disciplined. I write in the mornings, and I am always home by the time the children get home from school.
Well, I did wonder also about when this whole process started for you, because this is your 19th novel.
I was actually single. my first book was published 20 years ago, and I was a single woman living in London. At the time, I could write from home because there were no distractions. I had a little office at home in London overlooking the treetops, and I thought I had just gone to heaven. Writing those first few books was so blissful. I felt like I had absolutely found my thing in life that I had been searching for. I found my vocation. And of course, then I got married, and then I started having children, and I had to become far more disciplined.
I was also interested to read in your acknowledgments that this is, as you put it, the first book in a while that has felt like I'm back to myself.
Yeah, my first 12 books were written when I was published by Penguin Random House, first Random House, then Penguin. And I wrote each of those books in the same way, which was I provided Penguin with a brief synopsis, half a page, and then I went and wrote the books myself. I followed the very traditional Greek three-act structure, and I knew there was a beginning, a middle, and an end. And I had a couple of ideas of plot points, but really, I let my characters tell their own stories. And then I left and went to a different publisher, and I worked with an editor who required much more involvement, and she wanted detailed outlines and suspense and plot. And so I'd have to provide these 20-page outlines, and I'd have to follow them to the letter. And she was much more involved. And although I think technically those books were amongst the best of my career, I also believe that I was so focused on the plot and on writing to try and keep somebody else happy that I lost sight of my characters, and I lost some of the warmth that I'd really built my career on, you know, the warmth of my characters. And so when I came to write The Sunshine Sisters, I had an editorial meeting and people were throwing ideas at me, and we think the mother should be this and we think the daughter should be this. And I remember sitting in that meeting and saying, yeah, I could do that. Okay, yeah, I could do that. And I came home and I sat with it. And after a couple of days, I realized that I couldn't do that, actually, that I needed to write this book in exactly the same way I wrote my first 12 books, which was to write it by myself, create my characters, and let them tell me their own stories, which was how I wrote The Sunshine Sisters. And I will be honest, all of those women jumped off the page and made themselves so real and so vivid that I really did. I sat back and let them tell me where the story was going to go.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
I've been talking with Jane Green about her latest book, which is titled The Sunshine Sisters. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.